It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. See this box that I brought in? Well, it's part of a box. I made a bed tray out of an old box. You ever seen a bed tray? Well, not long ago, I was visiting a friend of mine who was sick, and he had to have his dinner in bed, and he used a bed tray. Maybe I'll just get some milk and put on here and show you how it works. First, I'll put a placemat on top. Then I'll get a glass of milk and put it right in the middle. There, now I'll take it to the bed. Did you know that this couch makes into a bed? It does, I'll show you. Did you ever see a couch like this? After you take the pillows off, right in there is the bed. And you pull it out. There. To take my shoes off first. Just put them on, now I take them off again. There. May seem funny to you that someone might eat meals in bed, but you know a lot of people have to. And after a while, they get to be able to do it very well. It's wonderful how well people learn to do things when they have to. Did you ever see anybody make a diorama? I have friends who use a box like this to make dioramas. You know, they paint in it and put little pieces of cut-out paper, and I like to think about those friends of mine making things like that.
Hey, Jim, see this? It looks like green hair.
Green hair.
I'm going to
The sky's falling down.
I'm gonna finish the sky first. All I gotta do is go like this, and I'm done. Don't make it land. Don't worry, I won't make any more. What? You have to make those sticks sometimes. I hope I'm gonna fall down the glass. It's the glass.
Yeah, wait. This is in. Like it, Jimmy? Jimmy,
gotta use that one.
Jimmy. Hey, Greg.
Hey, that's okay. Me. I made the blue paintbrush.
Here's a
blue paintbrush.
I'm sure paintbrush. You don't want the middle. I made a blue paintbrush with paint on it. A blue paintbrush with paint on it.
And make it snappy too, Lash.
So what? Just
ask.
Yeah, don't make it drip.
Ow! Nicky, take it. He's gonna do it. I'll fix the sand a little.
Fix it good. They pass the paint over here so I can get it. There, pass the paint over. Just put the whole thing in. Move the milk out of the way. Yeah, let go, let go.
The fake milk. Yeah, you got green, you got brown, you got blue, you got...
Uh-oh, I'm gonna have to try
some. You even got blue water to drink. Big square sun.
Uh-oh, there goes my son, Nick.
Hey, I made one.
Wow, yeah, what a treat.
Well, maybe we'll count that one.
Yeah.
Hey, great.
You gotta make the branches too, you know.
Look at mine. I'm making the branches too.
Yeah, there we could go again.
Sun.
It's on. Let's get out of here. We gotta clean up.
Working together to make something beautiful. Oh, there's my telephone. I'll just answer it right here in bed. Hello? Hi, Dawn. Sitting in bed. Yeah, you know, my couch that makes into a bed. Oh, a special? What did you call it? Banana? Fruit split special? It's hard to say. Sure, I'd like to see you do it. Great. Yeah, I'll come over. See you in a little bit. Bye-bye. That's Chef Brockett. He says they're making a banana fruit split special over at his bakery, soda shop. Why don't we just go over and see how they make that, all right? Get these shoes on. And go right over there. All set for that? Okay, come along with me. Brockett's Bakery. Come along. Oh, look here. There's a sign. It says, Banana Fruit Split Special Today. 3.9. That's 39 cents. That little thing is the way you say since when you write it. Well, let's go in and see how they make that banana fruit split special. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Don. Hi, Jose. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias, usted.
Bien. I'd like to see how you make that banana fruit split special. That's not easy to say. Banana fruit split special.
That's why I called you. No. We cut the banana first, with the skin on.
You make them together?
Yeah, we make them together. Chef Brockett puts on the bananas and the topping, and I put always the ice cream on, and then sometimes I take them to the tables.
But when I cut it with the skin on. See? Now, watch.
And that is splitting the banana.
Right. Then, with the skin, I squeeze, and the banana comes out right into the dish. Mm-hmm. Can I have a scoop of ice cream, Jose? Oh, that's a good one. And then we put the topping on. Some pineapple. There's a lot of fruit on this one. Mm-hmm. Strawberries. I like to put the strawberries near the pineapple. I think those two things go well together. Some strawberry juice. Looks pretty on the ice cream. Some peaches on the other side. This is a wholesome treat.
Really, it does.
Because of all the good fruit. And some cherries. And then, I sprinkle the soy nuts. Did you ever taste those? Taste one.
Soy nuts.
And here's how I like to sprinkle them.
And that's it.
Yeah. Would you like one?
Oh, I don't think I could have
one. I'm going to serve this
one. Like that.
How about that?
This looks good.
I like to fix good things. You know why? Because I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, 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 for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I'm a chef. I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, 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 for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I like quiet things, like pockets, quiet lockets, sprockets. I like quiet high skyrockets, quiet folk like rockets. I'm a chef, I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can pour, you can stir, you can go fast as a blur, faster, now the other way. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too fast, for lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. But we don't have to be quiet here, because this is a soda fountain.
It certainly is. It's a good one, too.
You sure you wouldn't like a banana split?
I think I'd like
fruit
just split? The banana.
Just the banana? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. That'll be 10.
That's one of my favorite things to eat. Remember the time that you cut up the bananas and the strawberries?
Yeah.
And put it all together.
The milk? And it's a health drink. Yeah, uh-huh. It was good.
Mm-hmm. It was very good. Mm-hmm. But I like just to eat the banana by itself. I might just do that on the way home. You seem to be having a very busy and good day with your special.
Everybody likes that banana fruit split. It's good.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
Here's to you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks for coming over, Fred.
Thank
Adios,
you.
Mr. Rogers.
Adios, Jose.
We'll see you.
Bye, Dawn. Have good ones. Bye-bye. See this? That top word is what this is. Banana. Come along. Let's go together. That's good, that banana. Do you like bananas? I thought I had some over here. Just gonna get one to be sure to take one home with me. Let's have some make-believe right away, so we have plenty of time for it. Oh, we can use this. You know what these letters are? MGRTV. They stand for Museum Go Round Television. Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild is making some more TV programs today. You know what kind of a program she could start out with? It could be a cooking program.
I'd like to present two great cooks. That's right, two. Chef Brockett and Edgar Cook, straight from our neighborhood. Welcome, Chef and Cook.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Just call me Elaine. This is television, you know.
Thank you, Elaine.
Edgar, why do you have to sing all the time?
King Friday said he wanted a singing chef when he hired me.
I know, but did the king say you had to sing all the time?
This is a cooking show, not true confessions. Now, get on with it. If you have any questions for Chef and Cook, just call Cooking Questions here at MGR TV.
While I'm waiting for the audience to call in with cooking questions, I think I'll sing. You know, when I cook in my kitchen, I like it to be quiet. I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I'm a chef. I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. Cooking questions. Oh, hi, Queen Sarah. Thanks for calling. A split. Oh, well, I usually do it with the skin on. Just watch your TV set and I'll show you, all right? Okay. Thanks, Edgar.
She wanted to know about a banana split, I guess.
Yes, the banana split. Then I just squeeze it into the dish, just like this. Squeeze it right out of the skin. Cooking questions. Yeah, I'm glad you saw it. Thanks for calling, Queen Sarah, and I'm glad you like the way we do it. Bye.
And now it's time for your general manager's editorial.
Oh, the general manager.
For the past 2 days, MGR TV has been telecasting wonderful shows for your enjoyment. Keep your cards and letters coming in, especially the ones with money in them. Thanks. And now our next program is called Potato Talk with Harriet Elizabeth Cow. Take it away, Harriet.
Thank you, Elaine. And hello to all of you out there in television land. Now then, Potato Talk is brought to you from someplace else here where the best potatoes in the whole wide world are grown. Now, I want to tell you, all of you, the fun you can have with potatoes. I mean, you can eat potatoes, you can grow them, you can dress them up. For instance, look at these numbers right here. Now, these are dressed up potatoes. You can make them look like your mom and dad, or your neighbors. Look at this little fellow here. Isn't he cute? I like all those. They're all potatoes with just faces drawn on them. And then you can also, of course, make prints. You can make them and actually make prints of them. You know what I mean? You take and put them on an ink pad. Like you take one of these potatoes here and then dip it on an ink pad
ridiculous.
And just roll it. And then on a paper.
Prolificate. Miss Prolificate, I need you immediately.
You called, sire?
Miss Prolificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
What is this new television station that I'm viewing here?
Oh, it's MGR TV, Channel 1, Your Majesty.
Does Fairchild have something to do with it?
Well, she's the general manager and the owner. Well, and I guess the president and the chairman of the board.
I see. And how did she do this all so quickly?
Well, she ordered the camera and the microphones and all, and Yoshi delivered them.
In my airplane, I suppose?
I suppose.
I wish to see Fairchild at once.
At once, of course, sire.
Yes. Imagine starting a television station without my knowing it.
And on over here, you have the all kinds of potatoes. You have new potatoes there. You have the kind of, for all kinds of purposes. Now, I'd like to demonstrate what I meant about the making designs with the potatoes. Now, what I'd like to do is first show you that, by the way, it's been corrected that you really don't just take the potato and make the correction. What you do is you have to cut the potato and then...
We're on TV.
I know that, but King Friday wants to see you right away.
Well, why?
I think it's about a certain TV station.
Oh, boy. I'm sure you're all loving potato talk. Just keep up, Harriet. If you run out of things to do, just put up the please stand by sign, okay? Come along, sweetie, this way.
All right.
Back to Harriet. Back to Harriet.
Thank you, Lady Elaine. Now, we're just beginning this television business, and we hope you're as excited as we are. Now, I have been corrected, however, on that potato printing business. You really do.
Perfectly
have
ridiculous.
Just perfectly ridiculous.
They should be here any minute.
Doing a great little job, isn't she? Potato talk, we call it. A great little name for a show, don't you think?
Lady Elaine Fairchild and Miss Polificate, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
What's on your mind, Friday?
How dare you broadcast without a license?
What do you mean?
You have no license for your station, have you?
Well, I didn't know you needed one.
Of course you do.
Well, how do I get one?
I, King Friday the 13th, grant all licenses for broadcasting.
Well, give me one then.
I shall consider granting it on a television program.
Oh, you want to be on the TV.
That's the way the license will be granted.
All the better. What class will have with MGR TV?
It will be a class AAA, of course.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Look. Harriet doesn't seem to have any more to say. We'd better go have the program with you on it right now, Friday.
I shan't be ready until next week.
Next week? So we're on Please Stand By until next week? Oh, rats.
Please stand by. Yes. You can do that, Lady Elaine. Please stand by.
Now, that's what the people at MGR TV will have to do until they get the license from King Friday. You know what a license is? It's a kind of permission. Did you ever hear a big person say, "I give you my permission to do something"? Well, does your mother or dad let you do something this year that they didn't let you do last year? If so, they think you've grown, and they think you can do it well this year. So they give you their permission when they think you're able to do it well and safely. We'll pretend more about that next week. Two things I'll take home with me, and two things I'll leave here. A rinse that out before I go. Just thinking about permissions. Yeah, I remember when I was allowed to go to my friend's house without anybody taking me there. That first time, that was important to me. But I had to wait a long time, though, until I had permission to do that. But my parents knew that I could do it well and safely. And that's when they gave me their permission. I like being with you. We've had a good week together. You and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, if your mother or father has a driver's license, a license to be able to drive a car, that means that they were able to prove that they could drive it well. Yeah. Not only children, but grown-ups get permission to do things. We'll be back next week. We'll have more to talk about then. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting. This is PBS.